some words on how we can enjoy our walk in meditation this day. How can every step be peaceful? How can every step be joyful? How can every step be filled with love and connection to all of life? How can we allow ourselves to walk in a relaxed and a easeful, but also a strong, solid way? So we might want to walk in nature or along the street where we're able to walk for this session. And when we walk, let's allow the whole body to be part of the walk. You might want to start off with a leisurely, little bit faster walk than we normally do for walking meditation, just to feel the whole body moving together. Feeling the contact with the feet on the ground. But the whole body is participating in each step. Maybe just open up to experience, where does the step begin? How does this step come about? An intention, a volition to take steps, but also where in the body is it generated? Is there parts of the body that's locked, that's tensed when we walk, or can we allow all the different parts in our body to participate? The more we can go in this direction, the more we're actually stepping into our potential, our natural beingness. And then it will be easier for us to settle in and to find peace and enjoyment, support in every step. And so in this walk, we focus on ourselves in a way of opening up to receive. With our steps in contact with the earth, can receive the stability, the love, the endurance of the earth. The unfailing presence of the earth is there for us. The air that we're breathing, the gift of the plant life of oxygen, the light and warmth of the sun, the gift of water permeating throughout our body and the water vapor in the air. Coming in contact with these four great elements can help us to receive the strength and the support of that which is larger than ourselves. But at the same time, that we're made of, that run through us. One way of doing this to connect is the feet on the ground, but also the top of our head feeling like it's lifting upward, as if we're having our head among the clouds and stars, so that we can allow our body maybe to be a little bit bigger, maybe be a bit more transparent than normal. As if we're feeling this light pull from the top of our head, just as if we're sitting in meditation. If we can have this connection down of stability and this light pull upward, the experience could be quite different. And during our walk, we might want to invite a teacher, some spiritual archetype or qualities, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, saints, whoever we feel close to, whoever help us feel loved, help us feel safe, whoever we feel comfortable to open up with, who we can take refuge in and feel supported by. So during our walk, we can have these things, the contact with the elements, feet down, head up, an openness in our chest area, our abdominal area, also our back if we can? And what are some of the inspiring, supporting spiritual elements and being for us, to allow them to be with us, to watch over us, to walk through us? And when we've stabilized in this, this of allowing to let go, allowing to receive support, inspiration, strength, to also see if there's a part of us that feels lonely, be cold, cut off. It might be an emotion, it might be ourselves in a certain situation, ourselves in a at a certain age. Just allowing this part of us to be present when we walk, as if we're in our imagination taking it by its hand. Or maybe we actually join our two palms as if we're holding our own hand. Maybe we're putting our hands on our abdomen, on our heart, to feel this connection inward to this part of ourselves that we want to care for, we want to invite. And we might want to stop sometime during the walk, just to take in scenery or a view. And when we do, feel the feet on the ground again, the top of our head, as if throughout, along the body, up through the spine, up through the top of the head, as if we're coming into this verticality of a tree. We share so much with the trees. And with our gaze, if we can allow our eyes to open up as if we're taking in the whole horizon. We're having our eyes looking straight ahead, but we're also opening up to the wider perspective, taking in the whole horizon. Also a little bit down and up, but without moving our head, without moving our eyes, just opening. And notice what that does to maybe our throat, our chest area. Maybe it does something with our thinking and our forehead and head. Just like lean into this open, wide gaze, helping to open ourselves up. Also helping to receive the beauty, the wonder that is within and around us. So enjoy your walk, step by step. Allow yourself to return to the wonder, to the contact with life, the natural world and spiritual supportive elements.